Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm here with Andrew Fanara from the EPA. Andrew, you've been on the show a couple times before. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
So remind us of what you do at the EPA and what your focus is.
I work on the U.S. EPA's Energy Star program, which is our country's national energy efficiency program and helps people to make smart purchasing choices about the products that they purchase. And they do that by looking for the Energy Star label, which designates the performance of the product in terms of its energy efficiency.
So when you've been on the program before, you've talked about Energy Star as it relates to computers from a standpoint of clients, which have had Energy Star on them for quite a long time, and servers who recently got Energy Star designation. Can you tell us about that?
So we first started out with specifications for computers, laptops, etc., and we are working our way up and through the enterprise IT products. And you're right that we launched our first server specification back on May 15th of this year. And we are now, because the market changes so fast and is so dynamic, we're already working towards some tweaks and refinements that will keep it up to date with a changing marketplace.
What are the changes that you guys are focusing on for this next generation?
Well, the basic structure of what we refer to as the Tier 2. Tier 1 is in place now, but Tier 2 has a couple of interesting new wrinkles to it. The first wrinkle is that we are going to refine and update all of the criteria that exist in Tier 1, and that would make sense to do that, to get another bite at that apple. But the most important and new and unique thing that we're doing is we are trying to develop a specification to actually measure the efficiency of a server when it's actually doing computing. That sounds simple enough, but it's fairly challenging.
How are you going to measure that, do you think?
It's got to provide for reliable information. It's got to take into account that there isn't a single workload that is representative of all workloads or indeed all computing. It's got to be somewhat easy to implement. It can't be too costly. And there are other characteristics like that that we'll have.
Now, if we look beyond the performance efficiency attribute that you're trying to measure, are there other attributes to the servers that they need to have to qualify for Energy Star?
Energy Star is just focused on the end use part of the energy consumption, but increasingly people are thinking about end of life criteria, they're thinking about supply chain issues, and sometimes it is not just the energy related issues for supply chain or end of life, but it is other environmental criteria.
Now let's turn to the client side. Is there any other further development that's going on for the clients at this point, or are we pretty happy with that spec?
We are always happy, but restless.
Mm-hmm.
As the industry adopts what we're doing in greater numbers, we have to change the specification just to keep it relevant, frankly.
Sure.
And to keep it always representing the most efficient products in the marketplace. It's fair to say that we're on a bit of a treadmill. Thankfully, I think the industry understands that and is willing to work with us in that spirit.
Now, obviously, the industry has been talking about how computing platforms are changing. You see different types of devices like nettops and mobile internet devices and smartphones coming out. Do you think Energy Star has a role in expanding its purview beyond the PC?
On the one hand, we think that there are targeted opportunities. For example, we're currently working with industry on a standard to make the network connections of these devices much more efficient. That sort of approach is what I like to refer to as a horizontal approach. It gets at many, many products with one particular criteria.
Have you seen other geographies take a look at Energy Star for servers and start modeling their own programs on that?
Yeah, I would have to say that in the area of enterprise IT generally, it has been an area that has garnered tremendous amounts of attention, whether it is my counterparts in Japan or China or India, or Canada, European Union, they have all taken steps forward, realized that this is an opportunity, and then we're collectively trying to come up with tools and strategies which are hopefully harmonized across the globe so that industry has one good target to shoot for.
One goal.
One goal. And we think that we're making a lot of progress in that respect, and that's why I think Energy Star has succeeded to some degree, because it appeals to other geographies.
What makes you excited and proud of your job? Do you think about the energy that you're actually driving in terms of the savings? Do you get excited when you see an Energy Star logo on a product?
I've been doing this a while, so maybe I don't necessarily get excited when I see a label on every product, but I'm proud. I really do think that one of the advantages that I get or have is that I get to work with so many different industries and really get to peek behind the curtain oftentimes to see what they're doing, which is often incredibly innovative. And we're trying to develop things that make their job easier in terms of investing in efficiency and hopefully making the world a better place.
Well, fantastic. It's always a pleasure to have you. Thanks very much for coming on the program.
It was great to be here.